Previously on Prison Break.
Those asshats are worth more dead than you and I are alive.
Somebody's gonna get that money. Might as well be me.
Oh, a job like that might go a little smoother with an extra pair of hands.
I want divers down in the river.
Are you Scott Colbrenner?
You must be Deborah Jean.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes, same here.
Apparently, Fibonacci's coming up for air again. And if he testifies at that hearing, a lot of people are going down.
Caroline, I'm taking her in. Of course, I'll keep an eye on her.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm an addict.
Hi, my name's Lance, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Leah.
You did one hell of a job, Doc.
It's okay for you to leave now.
Oh, I'm leaving. You're not.
Where to, sir?
Utah.
Ready? Yeah.
So which one of them was it?
Might be Schofield.
Probably gonna find his brother in there too.
Are you meeting up with her? Your doctor?
I don't know. I need a little more to take us right down.
What happens when you get to Mexico? Where will you go?
It's best if you don't know. It's best for everyone. We'll drop you off in the next town. And I'll wire you that $10,000, like I said. Shouldn't take more than a week or two.
Michael, we got company.
Again, boy.
No need for anyone to get hurt, boss.
Boss? Oh, there's no need for formalities anymore, they're saying. I'm no longer an employee of the state, thanks to you.
I think somebody wants that reward.
Oh, it's not about reward money, friend. Your pal Manche told me all about your little treasure hunt for Westmoreland stash. Get in the car. We're going to Utah. Cops following you all over the country when all they had to do is tail the tail, you know. Move that moneymaker, sweetheart.
Let's move it, convict.
If you know about the money in Utah, why do you need us?
Well, the excitement of the escape. Manche didn't hear everything Westmoreland said before the old bird kicked the bucket, but he heard enough. Utah and $5 million. He'll fill in the blanks.
Hey, don't even think about getting cute, smartass. Now, you and your brother are going to take me right to where that money is, or the whore gets dead real fast.
Ask me if I'm bluffing.
The dredging of the river beneath Schofield's apartment bore some fruit. Found a hard drive under the riverbed. Serial numbers match an order that Schofield put in with Dell a few months before he was incarcerated. They've recovered about 12% of the data so far. This is helping us out.
Blood test came back. B negative all over that crash site. Schofield and Burroughs.
B negative. I know.
I reach out to the media.
How about don't? If it gets out that the guy who masterminded this whole thing is possibly dead, and the other six cons are going to get their guards up even more. It is our policy, excuse me, it is our policy not to announce deaths until they're confirmed.
We've got an exploding car and a blood match.
Well, then do more tests.
On what?
On the bumper. I don't know. I don't care. Just delay. I want those guys out there getting more complacent, not more careful.
But the Iranian government promises to forge ahead with its nuclear. In national news, the eight escaped convicts from Fox River Penitentiary in Illinois are still at Boston.
I was listening to that.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Really? You like John Denver?
Yeah. Country home, take me home to your place. I've got cash, country home in West Virginia. Take me home, my country home.
Don't quit your day job.
What? Nah, I just need a little tequila to get my karaoke on.
Yeah.
Here, yo, slow down.
We're doing like 65.
Yo, slow down.
Right, Dad.
No, we can't be having that, man. Tickets are like 200 bones.
I never thought I'd say this, Schofield, but I thank God for the day you walked into Fox River.
And out of it.
It's gonna be okay.
I don't want to hear from you right now. You told me nothing would happen. You promised me.
Well, that's one pissed off commie you got on your hands there, Schofield. Did your mama tell you how to treat a lady? I don't see a whore like this one.
Quick!
Got a problem there, Burroughs?
We only need one of you to take us to the money. Remember that. Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
I've been really drunk at the wedding speech. And this was the first time that we'd spoken since then. And it was cleansing. It was really cleansing. Thank you.
Good share, Ralph. Well, we're out of time, unless there are any burning desires.
Actually, I'd like to, you know, if there's time.
Of course.
I'm Lance, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Lance.
My mother died of MS. Last week, she just gave out, just like my grandfather did, just like my sister did, just like I.
If I may, Lance, MS isn't usually considered genetic.
Really, what are you, a doctor?
I am, actually. Sorry.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, face the wall and look straight ahead. Eyes front. How was your flight?
Bumpy.
Everything's ready.
We got a container ship down at the Navy Yard. Captain's one of ours. He's got a stateroom listed as a cargo hold on the manifest. You and your family will be on it when it sets sail tomorrow. 6 days from now, John, you'll be in Sardinia.
Good work. Sylvia?
We missed you.
I missed you too. It's over. It's over.
That already used it.
Oh, and you're just a sad sack that has to go back into town and get a new one.
What? That's like 3 miles.
That's right. All right, everybody out. That way.
Everything you told me, and I did everything you asked. I risked my life for you. For what? For $10,000 I risked my life? And this entire time you've had $5 million just waiting there. You're a bastard, Michael.
For all the aggravation, I hope you get to hit that a few times, Schofield. Ba-ba-boom-ba.
We're gonna wait it out in that shack. Keep moving. Come on. Come on. Mentasia, get going.
I need to talk to you alone.
What do you want?
To ruin his life like he's ruined mine.
And what did you see, sir?
I was overheating, so I pulled in. This car was already here.
What about you?
Oh, I was reading. I didn't see nothing.
Hey, buddy! Where are you coming from?
Me? I was just hitting the head, boss.
What's your name?
Clyde. Clyde May.
You got any ID, Mr. May?
I don't, not anymore, so I don't really have any ID per se. Camel jockey left a big box of boom boom under my Jeep back in Kandahar.
You military?
Was.
Which one's your vehicle?
These two sleds right here. That is in between rides anyhow.
Ain't much of a bag to be hitchhiking with.
That travel light.
You're just hoofing it out here, middle of nowhere?
I do have the right to see a little bit of the country I lost my hand for, don't I? Why don't you tell me what this is all about, officer?
You know, we got a vehicle here without a driver. And at present, you're the only driver without a vehicle.
Hell, is that what this is all about? Why didn't you say so? Dirty hippie kid dropping a deuce in the facilities. You came in with that car not 2 minutes ago.
Check it out. What were you, Army?
Hell no. Call.
Well then. Separate fine, brother. What outfit were you?
196.
196? Never heard of it. Where are they out of?
Hey, Sarge!
No, man, this is nothing.
Found these in his knapsack. After he said he had no car.
What? Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi.
Stop stressing, it doesn't do any good.
Maybe you ought to start stressing if they're gonna put a bullet in our heads.
They need us. They need us to get that money.
I admire your optimism. She's rolling, man. I can feel it.
So you want to ruin Scofield's life? We'll get in line. What are you really looking for?
Same as you. Money.
Money? You want money? $10,000, how's that sound? We'll do it right now. Right there on this floor, boys.
Not in 1,000 years.
Beat it, then. You got nothing else I need.
Typical man. I'm talking about millions of dollars and he'd piss it away for sex.
That's right.
And I was hoping you wouldn't let Michael outsmart you, too.
Scofield ain't outsmarting no one.
You think that tire went flat by accident?
What are you offering?
I can find out where the money is. He trusts me.
What do you want?
My fair share.
You find out where that money is, your fair share is $200,000.
Out of 5 million, it's not
me. I get the gun, girl. You're like your partner at all.
I'll be right back.
Fibonacci's in D.C.
Yeah, and he's in Denver, Atlanta, Miami.
No. This time it's for real. He's testifying again. He's in Washington right now. The Globe Hotel, room 116.
Is this information any good?
It's from New Jersey. Fishhead Tommy wants to pay tribute.
Get the car.
Look at this room, John! Look! We can be a family again. But you want to risk it all? Disrespect us and for what? For vengeance?
Betrayed me.
I don't care.
You betrayed us. I'm sorry, you will never understand what happens when you're in prison.
You can go back to prison.
I swear to God, I'd rather die than going back. There's no going back. Never, ever again.
Grace saved you, John. Don't turn your back on him. Don't turn your back on us.
About 20 miles from Gunnison. He's coming. I have to go.
Who's that?
Nobody. It's just my father. Hey, listen. Do you mind if we stop at the next motel?
It's only like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but we've been driving forever.
It's cool. I'll drive.
I really just want to stop.
But if we get on the road now...
Scott! It's my car, and I'm tired of being in it. Okay?
I
heard about the call coming in.
You believe it? Of all the players in this thing, it's the rat that could give us our first column. Come on.
You guys need to use the can. Hold it. You need to tinkle, sweet pea. I'll watch you anytime. Sit down. Hands behind your back. Took your time.
It takes time to gain a man's confidence. You're right. Bad on anything I say. You just tell me where we trap him and I'll tell him that's where the money is.
Station, right? Yeah. I'm the guy who's having car trouble. Seems to be purring along now, huh? Yeah. Water pump. $200 for this heat. I'll get you. Look, I hope I'm not out of line, but I heard you telling the cop back there about your hand. My old man was killed in Nam when I was a kid, and so I have the utmost respect for our servicemen. Just serving my country. A lot of us are grateful for it. Listen, if you need a ride or something. To be honest with you, my dogs are kind of cocky. All right. Jerry Curtin. Clyde. Clyde May. Kid Danny's riding shotgun. I hope you don't mind sitting in the back.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
Yourself.
Hey!
What do you want?
I need to use the bathroom.
Again?
I have a small bladder.
That ain't all you got. Yeah.
They plan to trap you. The big one. He's got friends in Utah, criminals. A town called Panguitch. They grow drugs on a farm there. They'll tell you that's where the money is, but no money. Just old friends with guns, waiting for you.
Easy enough. Let me take a pass on Panguitch. There's some money, Rita.
I'll find out soon enough. But 200,000 was all price for this information. I want a new price.
Just trying to read against you, eh?
If it wasn't for me, it'd be face down in a marijuana farm. One third.
That's gonna take a lot more than information if you want $1.6 million, sweet pea.
Such as?
You know. Piece of that can. Anytime I want it.
Is that it?
Is she gonna slap me?
I've slept with men for a lot less, trust me.
I'm gonna have to never in a thousand years.
That was negotiating. So. Deal?
Deal.
$150,000 here, John. With Vittorio's place in Solanas, we'll be able to live off the interest. Where's your father?
Everything all right, boss?
Yeah. Let's get this over with. So I can get back to my family.
She'll get it done. Nick and I have come too far together.
The money's on the line, you trust no one.
Sometimes you have to.
Not if you want to survive, you don't.
You really don't trust anyone, do you?
You blame me? After all that's happened?
No, I mean before that. Before prison.
Every time I trusted someone, I got burned. Every time I got close to someone, I got screwed. I know better, so should you.
That's right, the Lotus Motel. I don't know the number. I can't talk anymore. I have to go.
Oh.
Chuck, I know this might be a little forward and all, but let me ask you something. You got a man? I mean, a boyfriend. No, what am I thinking? You're Mormon, you guys.
I'm not Mormon. You think all girls from Utah are Mormons?
They are, aren't they? Well, yo, hey, yo, then you can party, right? Hey!
When I land, I want 12 armed agents waiting for me underground. Tell them I want to go straight to the motel for the airstrip.
You got it.
I wasn't asked before. Apologize.
I bet. Sorry.
That was a huge ass. I apologize.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, what are the odds that you're actually a doctor?
All right, fair enough. They're probably not good, but, and I should not have interrupted you, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Well, then, apologies accepted. I recommend the blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie it is.
Hey there, Danny.
Hey.
Sure is nice of your dad to buy me a room for the night.
Yeah, he's always helping out with bets and stuff.
Good man. But I was wishing we could have kept going on toward Utah. Lots of light left in the day, lots of road to go.
When Dad's back acts up, we stop.
Young miss, that's kind of insulting, isn't it? I mean, you're a grown woman. But adults are always trying to infantilize girls your age, treat you like children.
No, no, duh. My dad won't let me get earrings and I'm 14.
See, that's right. You are more than perfectly capable of making your own decisions.
Tell my dad that.
Yeah, but he don't want to hear it, right? Because he wants to keep you as a baby. Right? Even though you're more than old enough to choose how you want to dress or accessorize.
What are you doing?
Sending
you a friend. No,
I'm
telling my dad.
Wait! She's got it all wrong.
Wait outside. You and I are going to work this out.
Jerry, you really don't want to do this.
The thing I like about you is your determination.
And the family and club know that I've been waiting for me to send for them.
You know what kind of work you're in?
They think I work at Starbucks.
How stupid do you think I am? My daddy always said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and I put you in the ground. Any more games, and I stomp the hooker's air, understand? Thanks for the dance, sweet pea.
I carried it. The cons can change it. Oh, you really suck, Bellick. You know that?
Roll up. Let's go.
Hands behind your back.
killed her too, made her think you loved her, look what she got. An overdose and a shot at 30 years inside.
What are you talking about?
Guess you haven't been reading the papers, have you, college boy? Cops found your girlfriend, fish and belly white, gargling her own puke.
Shut up.
Then what do you care, as long as she left the door open for you?
Shut up!
Hit a sore spot, didn't it?
You know what it needs, though?
Mm. Some crack.
No, I mean, you know, not a lot. A pinch.
A pinch of crack?
A pinch of crack. A pinch of crack, a dollop of smack.
That's good pie.
That's so wrong.
Mm. No.
Okay. Hello?
Sarah. It's me.
What do you want?
I don't have time to talk. And there's every chance they're listening to this call right now.
But there's a lot I want to say.
Please don't hang up on me.
I don't want to talk to you.
I heard about
what happened.
I want you to know how sorry I am for everything.
Sorry's not gonna do me a whole lot of good with what I'm up against right now.
Listen.
Anyone with any ties to me and my brother is in danger now.
I have no ties to you and your brother anymore.
There's a way I can protect you. It's already in your possession.
What are you talking about?
It was real, Sarah. You and me. It's real.
Michael?
How long to the motel?
Approximately 10 minutes, sir.
Let's make it 5.
Woo! Yo, I haven't taken a shower like that in forever. Where are you going?
I was gonna surprise you.
Surprise me how?
I was gonna get some tequila and limes.
Alright, well, hold up.
No. It'll only take a minute. Stay here and relax.
You seem kind of nervous.
I do.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Maybe I am nervous.
Trust me, girl, you got nothing to worry about, alright? I'm one of the good guys.
You seem like it.
Fibonacci's 2,000 miles from here.
Who are you? Local cops or feds?
Feds, John. Only roll out the best for a man of your stature.
I deserve to know who turned on me. Tell me.
The man was facing a RICO rap. He did not want to go to prison. I'm not sure you can appreciate that, knowing what you know about the place now.
Whatever you're thinking about doing, John, don't. You are going back to Fox River today, or the morgue. That's your call.
Coming out.
Weapons come out first, John.
Yeah. I'm coming out.
Easy, John. Easy.
We got a weapon. Right here.
These are serious men here. They have instructions to shoot at the first sign of aggression. Please. I'm asking you respectfully. Drop the weapon, kneel, and put your hands on your head.
I kneel all day to God. Don't see him here.
My dad's an Air Force colonel. Total Nazi. One of those nightmare overprotective dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I called him. Told him I was traveling with you. Told him that we were staying in the same hotel room.
Girl.
What?
You got Selena out of the lab. What are you thinking?
For some reason, I don't know how. He was mad enough when I told him I was staying in a hotel room with a guy.
Yeah, that was one thing.
When I told him I was staying in a hotel with a guy that I maybe sort of liked, he lost it.
Wait, what?
Is that okay?
At least let us take you into town.
If I'm seen with you, it's a lot of trouble for me. I can walk, it's only a mile.
I never would have made it this far without you.
But now you're crossing the border. Without me.
You can't go where we're going. It's not a life for you.
Well, that's it then. It's over for good.
Be safe.
Good luck.
I loved you, Michael. And I thought I was going to get that back, but you just used me.
That's not true.
I deserve more than this. I deserve more than just being the girl that you call when you need something.
You really think you're gonna find the money in Utah?
I don't care about the money in Utah. I don't want any more crime. I turn you in, I get $200,000. Legal money. You're the policeman's problem.
Mika.
Don't come any closer or I'll shoot you.
No, you won't.
Thank you.
Hey. HQ called. They're asking why you didn't intercept the Bruzzi when he was walking towards the motel.
The man was a mob boss. The right move was to get him trapped.
They're saying the way you played it, there was only one possible outcome.
HQ has a problem with the way I do things. They can pick up a gun and follow me into the field next time. Schofield always knew the rat was the key to a Bruzzi. We just put it out on the wire in a Bruzzi bit.
Speaking of Schofield, the crash was staged.
Pig blood. Smart kid. The problem with being that clever is that sooner or later you end up getting too clever for your own good.
You have no idea what you're in for.